He gave his people over to the sword. He was very angry with his inheritance. Continuing in yielding, Psalm 78:62 is our scripture for today.
Father, keep me from stumbling. I'll remember that you turned Israel over to the sword because they failed to obey you. I want to obey you, Lord, and I want you to have the full authority in my life. Come and sit on the throne of my heart and rule, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Ponder today. What does it mean to be God's inheritance? If you've read your Bible and studied Jesus, you know that the Jews were God's inheritance. And Jesus came to the Jews. He preached, he taught, he healed. He even went so far as when a Samaritan woman came and asked for her daughter's healing, he said, "Madam, is it proper to give to the dogs?" What was her answer? "Even the dogs eat the crumbs from under the master's table." And he said, "Great is your faith, so it shall be done unto you." That's what God's inheritance is. See, Jesus wept. He wept and said, oh, Jerusalem, how I've longed to take you under my wings like a hen with her chicks. But you have rejected, and now this is for another people." My friends, we're that people. We're that inheritance. Eternal life. All you have to do is want it.
Today's action. Do something today that you know will please God. Today's treasure, found in the book of Deuteronomy 15:5. Only if you carefully obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe with care all these commandments which I command you today, for the Lord your God will bless you, just as he has promised you. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. You shall reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over you.